Regina. Regina City Council is set to consider a possible sanction against Councillor Tarina Shaw over conduct at a virtual meeting in January. Council is to consider Integrity Commissioner Angela Crux's investigation report into Shaw's conduct at that particular January 19 meeting, when they meet for their regular council meeting on Wednesday afternoon. According to the report to be presented Wednesday, the Integrity Commissioner is recommending Council sanction Shaw and require her to receive some training or education on how to communicate effectively in a respectful and courteous manner. There are other possible options available to Council, which could include imposing a different censure or sanction such as a reprimand or requirement that she apologize, or remove Shaw from Council committees or from chairing a committee. Council could also opt to impose no sanction, censure or corrective actions. Shaw had already been under investigation by the Integrity Commissioner for comments made about Indigenous people at two other meetings on January 26 and on June 15. Shaw subsequently withdrew her name from an appointment to sit on the City's Safety and Well-being Committee. However, this matter concerned a separate complaint submitted March 21 by Councillor Andrew Stevens, regarding a virtual meeting held on January 19 over the Microsoft Teams platform. That meeting involved members of council and city administration along with representatives of the Regina and Region Home Builders Association. According to facts presented in the investigation report, members of council were using Microsoft Teams to make verbal comments, but had also been posting comments using the chatboard function. During verbal comments made by Councillor Shannon Zakidniak during the virtual meeting, Councillor Shaw posted the following message on the chatboard. Shannon, can you please leave your lecturing to a personal conversation instead of wasting my time? In response, Councillor Zakidniak posted the following. Tarina, can you please be respectful to your colleagues? Shaw then followed up by posting the following. Respect our time and others who would like to ask questions. It was also noted in the report council members had received training on the use of Microsoft Teams and had been using it consistently for virtual meetings. As well, members of council have been advised in the past by the city clerk to be careful of what is posted in the chat given that comments are viewable by all participants. It was also noted this was not the first time that Shaw had challenged Zakidniak on the amount of time she took for questions or comments at meetings. The Integrity Commissioner's report is currently on the agenda for Wednesday's regular council meeting, which commences at 1 p.m. at City Hall. A public service announcement had been issued by City Hall to let people know this item is to be considered. Delegations are also able to address council on the matter and their deadline to register was extended until noon, Sept. 13.